quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday. No, it's Thursday! It's Thursday on the show. Don't shut it off. It's not a replay. Thursday on the show today. It was a very busy Wednesday because, as expected, we have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Kenny Omega beat MJF, as I had predicted, and I think many people predicted, although yesterday there seemed to be a lot of people thinking there was some swerve coming up or some... Nah, this was the pay-per-view match, and they moved it up to TV. Exactly why, I don't know, but they did. And they did the title change that was originally going to take place at Redemption, where, in fact, Kenny Omega was going to get his redemption, which, in fact, was originally why the pay-per-view was named Redemption. He got his redemption on TV last night. And we'll tell you what's coming up for, well, we don't know much about the pay-per-view, but we know a lot about Wembley, so we can tell you about that. We also got a lot of other news as well to get into here today. We got SmackDown coming up on Friday, how that show is doing, WWE and tag teams. We got AEW deals at some point coming due. Other people have re-signed with AEW. And plenty of other news. Lance Storm is going to join us on the program here today. And you are welcome to join us as well. You can text me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Have you gotten a Cameo of late? If not, what are you waiting for? And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. You can subscribe to me on X as well, where you get most of my tweets, quite frankly. And a lot of news went up for X subscribers today. We'll be talking about it here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The Championships Wimbledon will run from Monday, the 29th of June to Sunday, the 12th of July, 2026. Tech partner IBM brings new personalized, fan-focused features to the experience thanks to its powerful Watson X technology. The new Key Moments tool analyzes play to calculate each player's probability of victory. Enhanced Match Chat is an interactive match companion capable of conversational-style AI responses to questions. To learn more, download the Wimbledon app or visit wimbledon.com.
Kohl's knows summer comes with a few family debates, like what's the best ice cream flavor or who gets the good pool noodle. But when it comes to Kohl's summer outfits, everyone's in agreement. They're comfy, they're cool, they're stylish, and they're here to make everyone's summer feel a little easier. Shop now for looks that the whole family will sign off on at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about today. What's up, Lance?
Just dealing with the heat here in Calgary during Stampede.
How hot is it?
We've been hitting into the 90s, but just. Wow. But that's hot for here.
That's actually hotter than it is here. And we don't got a stampede here, other than the usual.
Greatest outdoor show on earth, they claim.
Is that right?
That's the tagline for it. Yeah, that's okay. How it's branded.
I'm a little skeptical it is the greatest outdoor show on earth. But hey, who knows? I haven't been there. All right. We got much to discuss here today. So coming out of last night's Dynamite, everyone knows how I'm always right. I never get like, hey, great job, Brian, you were right. What's with people? I told you guys what was going to happen last night. And everybody came up with all these wacky ideas about, you know, maybe they'll go to a draw. Maybe they'll do a DQ.
Thank God they didn't go to a draw. That would have been a long show.
I mean, listen, guys, they had the stipulation for this match that they were going to have for the pay-per-view match. Kenny has to either win or he can never challenge again. So, like, why would they do some wacky finish and then go to the pay-per-view and do the exact same stipulation a second time? Like, if they were going to do a match to lead to this match at the pay-per-view, then they would have just done the match. Then you do the screwy finish. Then Kenny, because it was a screwy finish, wants a rematch, and MJF says, no, I will only do it at the pay-per-view if you put your... It's like, they didn't do any of that. It was like, this is the pay-per-view match. It's on TV with the stipulation. I mean, sometimes I'm baffled, but that's what happened. Kenny Omega won the title. He is the new champion. For reasons I cannot explain, it's been bumped up 2 weeks. I don't know what they're going to do at Redemption. And it is now Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay at Wembley. And, I mean, I suppose anything could happen. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could whatever.
Oh, don't even say that, dude.
But, no, but, I mean, unless that happens, everybody, can you please take my word for it now? We're not going to get some three-way, some four-way, some... It's Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay at Wembley. That's the match. They may do something at the pay-per-view to try to steer you to think that maybe something else. The match at Wembley is Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay, okay? Tanahashi also lost his belt to Fletcher. Tanahashi is on his way to the G1.
Takeshita.
Takeshita, yeah. He's on it. Well, Tanahashi is as well.
He wasn't in the match, though.
But he's on his way there. Well, but yes, Takeshita is he's on his way to the G1. And I guess Tony just didn't want the international champion losing a bunch of matches in the G1, which I could have sworn I said last year. And people were like, well, Nick Wayne went with the Ring of Honor title and lost matches. Well, that's the Ring of Honor TV title or whatever the hell he had. This is the international title. It is now on Fletcher, and Takeshita will be gone for a while. Again, as I told you all yesterday, Willow won the women's gauntlet. And, hey, listen, guys. This one I cannot say 100%, but, like, I've called all of this, so I'm 99% sure. It is Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes at Wembley. I believe that's always been the match. My theory is that the original plan was that Mercedes was going to return and beat Tekla at this upcoming pay-per-view. Willow was going to win the Owen, and it was going to be Willow challenging Mercedes for the title at Wembley. However, Willow got hurt, which we'll talk about in a moment. And because Willow got hurt, the only way to get to the same match that Tony wanted was to do a trade in the storyline where instead of Willow winning the Owen, Mercedes won the Owen. Instead of Mercedes beating Tekla, Willow is going to beat Tekla. And you somehow get right back where he wanted at Wembley, which is Willow and Mercedes for the title. So
maybe Redemption was named so for Mercedes.
It might have been as well.
She had all those belts but never managed to win the big one. She lost all those belts, and this was going to be her redemption.
Very, very well could have been that, Lance. Correct. Could have been a few people all getting their redemption on that show. But that is what happened last night, and I believe that's where they're going. I realize, and actually, you know, I kind of half made fun of this, but I do want to defend AEW in the sense that, yes, 1 week ago, they determined the new TBS champion, which Willow had vacated due to injury. And then a week after the new champion was crowned, she just came back. So there was no reason to even strip her if you look at the timeline. However, I could tell you this. This was a legitimate injury. I know that last night some people were questioning it because of the timing, but she did really get hurt.
I think even the commentators did.
Yeah, actually, Tekla did. Man, Tekla, I don't know what she was drinking last night, but whatever it was. But anyway, Tekla questioned whether she was really injured. Yes, Willow was injured. What I believe happened is that she was injured, and it probably appeared like, I mean, this is not something where she's going to be back in a few weeks. But they didn't know if it was going to be like a really long time or a long time. Because sometimes when you get, and Kyle Fletcher actually was like this. When Kyle Fletcher, what did he have? Like it was a dislocated shoulder, a torn labrum. He did something. And it was one of those injuries where, all right, this dude's going to be out for a while. But will he be able to rehab it and come back in 3 months? Or will he need, oh, it was his knee. Will he be able to rehab and come back in 3 months, or is he going to need surgery, in which case it'll be 9 months to a year? I presume that's what happened with Willow. It was a serious enough injury that they were like, we got to take the belt off her. She's out of the tournament. But exactly how long she'll be out depends on if she needs surgery or if she can rehab. And whatever it was, she was able to come back for this gauntlet, which was actually quite, they really lucked out, actually. But it was a legitimate injury. She really was hurt. But now she's back. And then the only other big news out of the show, there was a lot of news, but Jungle Boy has re-signed. And I didn't see this, but apparently on the internet, there were people questioning whether he really, like his deal was really coming due, because it was, I guess, coincidental that right when his deal was about to expire, they do a video package announcing he's re-signed. Well, that's exactly what happened. His deal was up. I don't know exactly when, but I was told, like, the way it was explained to me was he'll be free in about the amount of time that Sammy held that title. So, what, 9 days? But he ended up re-signing, and he is back with AEW. That is all legitimate. So those were the big things coming out of Dynamite, and we will we'll review Dynamite later. In general, since we have a minute, Lance, what did you think of Dynamite?
The usual. There was some stuff I liked, and then there was the things my cyborg brain as a producer was annoyed by. Just inconsistencies and lightheartedness and things like that. But
I don't like lightheartedness. How dare they? What are you doing on this show?
Darby Allin was world champ recently, and now they're gimmicking his skateboard shock and explode people up like he's Danhausen. Like, that just seems like a big step down to me.
There are too many bombs. And if we're being honest, I mean, this is one of Tony's flaws as a booker. And that is that a guy gets a title run, the title run ends, and then, like, he doesn't seem to care. Like, Darby hasn't cut one promo saying, I want the world title back. He hasn't cut one promo, you know, vowing to become champion and wanting to go after whoever's the winner. Like, he's just moved on. You know, same thing happened with Samoa Joe. It was like a year before Samoa Joe got angry about not being champion anymore. And I think people should be more upset, but that's just me. Back in a moment with all the rest of the news, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. Well, what do we got to talk about? SmackDown is tomorrow, and we've been doing updates on ticket sales for all of the shows. And this Oklahoma City SmackDown, not doing good. This is the return of CM Punk to SmackDown as new champion, and they're at 5,900 tickets. So they ran the same building 7 months ago, November 24th, and did almost 10,000. They did 96,012. So they've got 4,000 less tickets out 7 months later in the same building. So that's not exactly great.
Waiting for those last-minute discounts.
The Raw show on Monday, however, did well in Chicago, 12,493. So, kind of weird. They're actually, what's funny is in 2026, they're actually, for the Raw show, and this is like, I had a big argument with Dave a while back about these Netflix numbers and how I just don't buy these Netflix numbers. They just don't make sense. And if you look at the Netflix numbers, like allegedly, Raw is doing the worst it's ever done. Like multiple all-time lows. Like, you know, he's claiming like 700,000 people watching the same day, whatever. And somehow, despite doing all-time record lows, I mean, their attendance is up year over year. Their average attendance in 2025 was 11,515. 11,515 for every Raw show. And here in 2026, they're now averaging 12,493. So, like, Raw is hotter. Like, in terms of, like, people buying tickets. And these tickets aren't cheap. It's not like, hey, we don't watch the show, but they're coming to town and it's cheap. I mean, they're buying expensive freaking tickets for Raw in larger numbers than a year ago. So, I don't know whatever this means, but...
Well, I think perhaps part of it is could be attributed to my biggest complaint. I find the show very hard to watch because so much of it is about fan interaction, playing with the fans in the building, egging on those chants, making it interactive with the people sitting in the seats. I find the show more about the people sitting in the seats than it is about entertaining people watching at home. So maybe people want to go and be involved in the interactive experience. But watching it at home, you get too many damn commercials, you get too many stand there and egg on crowd chants, that it's not as good of a television product.
Well, the only argument that I would make about that is, I don't think there's more commercials on Raw than any other show. I mean, there's tons of commercials. Actually, I will say this. AEW does have less commercials than WWE, and I don't know if that's just WWE has way more sponsors or what. But with AEW, they have fewer breaks, and the breaks are shorter.
Yes, and... but you're used to commercial breaks when you watch a television show. You're not as used to watching commercial breaks on a Netflix show, especially when you pay for commercial-free Netflix, so it's more annoying.
Well, that is true, but I think most people that watch Raw feel like they're watching a television show regardless of the platform. I could be wrong. I would prefer no commercials.
But I can DVR a television show, and I zip through those commercials, and it's easy. But on Netflix, you got those unskippable commercials that you can try to skip, but then it changes your viewing and it freezes up. It's like, it's a different process.
What are you watching on?
I'm watching on my iPad.
iPad? I've found the secret to getting through those commercials on my iPad. Do you use your finger to scroll past them?
No, I tap.
Don't tap.
Sometimes it'll let me pass them, but then sometimes it jumps back into the middle of the show, and it's infuriating.
Yeah, if you use your finger to scroll forward, sometimes you'll have to back up a little bit, but you go through them like that. Try that next time.
Will do.
Use the,
and I'll report back.
What do they call that? What do the young people call it when you put your finger on it and move it? What's that called?
You drag it?
Nah, it's like a word. We clearly got no young people on the chat right here. Swipe? No, it's not swiping. You're scrubbing? What's it called? God.
Scrolling?
Doesn't matter.
No, it's not scrolling either. No, now this is going to drive me crazy.
Well, it's a short drive.
Okay, so you know on a video, there's that little, you hit the thing and there's a line on the bottom and there's a little ball where you're at, and then you put your finger on the ball and you move it. What is that technique called? Anybody know? Maybe it doesn't have a name and I can come up with my own name. No, it's not balling.
That's something different.
That's something, it's not the electric slide. It's not pushing your ball.
The electric slide.
It's not scrumbling. Nobody knows what this technique is called. Jeez. It's got to be scrubbing, isn't it? Ah! Lance, talk about Calgary Stampede. I'm going crazy.
Well, you were crazy before you started. We don't need to talk about the Calgary Stampede. We've got wrestling to talk about. And apparently SmackDown needs to sell some tickets.
What's it called when you drag the little ball on the bottom of a video? The little ball or dot is officially called a playhead. When you drag it back and forth, it's scrubbing! That's what I said!
Oh, good for you.
I told you I was always right! Scrubbing! You gotta scrub it, Lance! You hear me? When you have a problem with your little ball, you gotta scrub it! Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, WWE is looking for tag teams. What a shocker. I was specifically told tag teams cheaper than the New Day. So anyway, they're out looking at indies and such.
They're looking for some six-figure tag teams.
Yeah, well. We've got Queen Aminata went online to note that I know you hate when people argue with people on the internet, but Kali... You ever notice that when WWE does what I'm about to say, people are up in arms. But when the same thing happens in AEW, nobody says a word. Queen Aminata revealed that her contract is up soon, but it is being extended due to injury. I signed with AEW 3 years ago. I'm almost at the end, which is February. But there's injury time. I don't know how long that's going to be. Injury time added to the contract of Queen Aminata. So, no one knows when she will be free, including Queen Aminata.
Yeah, that's the one issue I have with the added time. It's like, to me, the employer should have to declare the amount.
Yeah, you should know how long.
Yes, they should say, we're adding 90 days, 6 months, whatever it is, so that you as an employee has a clue and has the ability to plan your future because you know you're going to be around for X number of months.
And you know, the other thing about it is, you know, when people do get angry about the added injury time in WWE, it's always like, it's always the assumption that the person wants out. And I think that's why people get mad. But when you think about it, when you think about what this actually is, okay, let's say that I work for WWE as a wrestler, and I'm perfectly happy with that, okay? I tear my ACL, and I can't wrestle for a year. Well, what that means is they're going to pay me for an entire year where I am not wrestling. I'm sitting at home and cooking picanha, doing whatever, recovering. I'm getting paid my full salary that entire time. And then when I return, I have another year of that full salary added to my deal. This is not something to complain about. Unless those rare exceptions where somebody wants out, but injury time has been added, and they let the world know this, and then all of a sudden this is an evil company that is trapping people against their will, even though you sign the contract. The contract says your contract can be extended in the case of injury. You don't take it to your lawyer and say, I want this clause. You just sign it, and then you end up complaining about it later. So...
Although I do think that the company should have to state that at the end of your injury.
Sure.
Not wait till 2 days before your contract and go, yeah, we're going to add.
Well, I mean, it should just be known that however long you're gone, that's how much will be added. And when you come back, like the day you come back, they say, hey, you've been gone 400 days. We are adding 400 days. The new end date is now X. But like nobody seems to ever know when their contract is up. And I don't know how.
Well, I can see in AEW in particular being that there's a lot of shows you're never on. And it's like, if you're off injured, it's like, did they take the time that I was away, or did it take from when I was declared injured or when I got injured? Like, there's a little bit of gray area there as far as diagnosis and when you're cleared, perhaps. But you should have a ballpark idea.
Well, it should be. The only time that should be added is when they could use you but can't. If they could use you but don't, injury time should not be added. So, for example, like the greatest example would be Britt Baker. I don't know when her deal is up. Let's say her deal is up. Let's say her deal is up today, okay? There was a period where she was out injured. She had the mini stroke, and there were some issues, okay? Whatever the time frame was when she wasn't cleared to when she was cleared, yes, that time could be added. But all this time that she's been...
Those other 3 years, not so much.
No, the other 3 years where they could call her tomorrow and bring her in, but they don't. Or she doesn't want it, whatever the deal is. I mean, she could. So you can't add that time to the end. If they decide not to use you, that's on them. If you are unable to be used, that's when it's on you. And those are two different things. All right. When we come back, we'll do Dynamite. And did you watch, by the way, any of NXT?
I did not watch any of NXT.
You should have watched that Kendall Green Natty match. Loved it. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Maybe out there use Google Chrome. Sucks. Like, it works great, except like every 5 days there's that click to update. You have to restart the browser. And so I clicked update, and every time, like, something no longer works afterwards. It's like, what are we updating here? I can't even get onto my own website right now. Just spinning ball of doom. Anything involving my website. Classic. All right, whatever. Chrome, fix it. Can't even concentrate. I just get more and more hot. Oh, the board works. Of all things, the board is working. All right. Kenny Omega opened up the show in a hotel room and vowed to win the title. He noted it was 102 degrees. Asked if Max had ever had a match in heat like that. It was hot.
They were sweaty, boy.
Dude.
They were sweaty.
I heard from multiple people, fans and wrestlers, and they were just like, it's freaking miserable. And these are just fans. Like, the wrestlers themselves were just absolutely in misery throughout this show. It was hot and humid. A double whammy. We opened up with Ciampa and Jericho, which that was a very good match. They brawled all over the place. My only question is why they were allowed to brawl all over the place and, like, do all sorts of crazy stuff, but then they had to distract the referee for sand at the end. That was kind of weird. But Ciampa threw sand in his eyes and hit him with the running knee, got the pin, and then they did an angle afterwards where he tried to drill a hole, presumably in Jericho's head. I mean, I can't verify, but all the geeks ran down to break it up. Lobotomy is not allowed. And some good action here. Jericho did some crazy stuff for a guy who was, what is he, 55 now?
Yeah, he'll be 56 in November.
He did the Randy Savage.
That pedigree on the steps.
Oh, that was brutal. But, I mean, to me, that Randy Savage double sledge off the post to the floor and landing on 2 feet, I'm like, this guy's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. I wouldn't do that in 1,000 years. And I got pretty good knees. But I wouldn't after that. The Brawling Birds are back. They're probably facing Megatron, or whatever their name is, at Wembley.
Megatron.
Will's interviewed outside, and up walks MJF, and they get into a big argument, and Max ends up spitting on him, so Will attacks him. They have a huge pull-apart. I'm pretty sure this was done, A, to make you think that Max was winning in the main event, and B, since he's not winning, to set up a match presumably after Wembley for the title once Will wins. We had Takeshi and Fletcher for the international title. Oh, this match was pretty good, although it was actually a great match. But these two guys, I mean, I think they could have a much better match than this. And
when it's not 110 degrees.
God, it was so hot. And, like, for those of you who don't remember, about a week ago, in fact, it was a week ago because it was the collision tapings last Wednesday, you know, all these fans start freaking out because, you know, in the middle of this match, like, Kyle took a bump, I guess, to the floor, and then he went into the ring and barfed, and everybody was kind of checking on him and everything like that, and so everyone figured he had a concussion or whatever, and, you know, I was told, nah, he's totally fine. He just appeared to be dehydrated. And so he comes out for this match with a giant water bottle. And he begins drinking the water bottle and saying, we must stay hydrated. And then Takeshita kicked the water bottle out of his hand. So Takeshita lost. He's off to the G1 with Tanahashi. And I liked it. Thought this match was great.
Post-match was a touch long, but yeah, the match was good.
With old Foley? Touch
well, just
long.
With everybody. When you go from the end of this match till the Darby electrocution spot, it was a long time.
Now, let me get this straight. You didn't watch Raw because you weren't on the show Tuesday?
Correct.
You didn't see the Seth Rollins promo?
Wait a minute. We did the show Tuesday.
No, we did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with Tom, and then you did Thursday, Friday.
All right. It was last week when I was yes. on the road that we did it, yeah.
You would remember this Seth promo, I think. This one was not nearly as long. It was Foley out there. It looked like they were building up Foley and Don, kind of. which I never knew I needed to see that match, but I actually might. And then Andrade came out, and he wants his. And then this was kind of weird. Don goes, Andrade, I'm sick of you yelling about belts. So, if you can beat Jake Doyle next week, you can get a shot at Mark Davis for the national title. And I don't know if fans were, like, satisfied with this, but I was just like, you got to beat Jake Doyle to face Mark Davis for the national title. That's a big step down for Andrade in his world title hunt. And then...
You skipped that Kevin Knight was part of this promo, too.
Well, I can go back to that. But then the other weird thing is then later they announced that Mark Davis is defending his title on Collision. It's like, you got 500 belts. That's the one you have to defend right after you shot an angle or another guy might get it. It was weird. And yes, Kevin Knight was out there as well. He's teasing dissension. I think Kyle's turning babyface probably at some point. Maybe sooner rather than later. Although in AEW, sooner rather than later could be like 9 months from now. We had the exploding skateboard. You don't like those exploding skateboards?
Well, it just seemed that it was very convenient that they let Darby get beat up so the other guys could get the skateboard so that they could set off the explosion rather than just jumping them when they got to the back.
Well, quite frankly, part of Darby's plan. He knew if he went in there alone, he was going to get beat up. And he knew they would grab a skateboard. But what they didn't know was... Andrade had the detonator. Do you guys know what this is now? Anybody? This is a criminal conspiracy. Because Darby is blowing people up with bombs every week, which is a terroristic act, and he has an accomplice who is assisting him in this. This is not right.
These are the baby faces.
What do you think of Will Ospreay and John Moxley versus the Workhorsemen going through a commercial break?
I was... this is not how I would have booked this match.
Me neither. What a coincidence.
I would not have had Will Ospreay selling for the Workhorsemen.
No. I mean, it was fine and everything. Like, in a vacuum, it was fine, but like... Will Ospreay's going to Wembley, guys. Be the top star and win the title. Why is he selling? Why is he laying on the mat, stuck in a chin lock? I like the Workhorsemen. I like them a lot as workers. This was the wrong match. And it did not need to go as long as it did, especially since the show went 20 minutes long.
And I thought Will came off second fiddle to Mox, which I don't understand. Mox got the big last entrance. Mox told Will to stand on the apron and started. Will sold. Mox made the comeback and got the pin. And I'm like, who's the future world champion face of the company here? I was confused.
We had the Women's Casino Gauntlet. It was there. Honestly, the star of the gauntlet was Tekla on commentary. She appeared to have done a lot of drinking.
She may have had a beverage or two.
I don't think that if she came on this show tomorrow, she'd deny that. The match itself...
It's important to stay hydrated.
Had very little heat. I'm not sure that's the best liquid to drink to try to hydrate yourself. If anything, that makes it worse. No heat for almost anybody, with the exception of they did like Thunder Rosa, and they did go crazy for Willow, and they did not overstay their welcome. As soon as Willow got out there, she pinned Julia and won.
Was Willow the only one that got a countdown clock?
Nah, I don't know if they put it...
I thought the others just had music.
It's possible. You might be right. I'd have to go back. I say this with all love. I did not care enough to check to see if there was a clock. I just watched it. I was just waiting. And then we had... Yeah, Speedball challenged Mark Davis. Does Speedball not work? Did he not watch the show? I thought it was made abundantly clear. Mark Davis defends if Andrade can beat that one guy. What do we need another match for in the meantime? And then we had MJF Kenny Omega, AEW title. Kenny loses, he can never challenge for the title again. They had one short commercial break in this near 30-minute match. And they did a pay-per-view main event. I mean, it was absolutely great.
And they were feeling the heat, brother.
Oh, my God. You should have seen these guys. I mean, hey, I got to give them all the credit in the world for working their ass off like this in 105-degree humid heat. And they pulled off everything, including stuff they shouldn't have pulled off, if we're being completely honest.
That poison Rana looked like death.
Oh, my God. I don't know how Kenny is alive, dude. He landed.
Yeah, either.
Him and Takeshita, when he took that top rope brainbuster, both of them.
Top
spiked.
Of his head, right on top of the turnbuckle.
Oh.
Wasn't his traps. It was the top of his head.
No. And it's like everyone's like, well, it's a padded. It doesn't matter. You know what your spine is made of? A whole bunch of little bones. And you know what happens when you take those bones and you squish them all together? Is what happens. So, that's not good.
Thankfully, they appear to both be alive.
They did both appear to be alive afterwards, but we've said that many times.
And then in 6 months, someone's getting a neck surgery.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a great match, and they did kind of play up the MJF knee injury as part of the story. Max ends up, so at the end of the match, the referee, MJF gets the belt, and the ref says you can't use that. Goes to get rid of it, and Max gets the ring. Will Ospreay then runs down, and he confiscates the ring. Referee's distracted, Kenny gets the belt. This is how he won the title as a heel, but he can't do it! And in waiting too long, he gets the low blow. Thankfully, not as bad as Maxine gave it to poor Dawkins. And then he hits him with the belt. Low blow, belt shot. Crowd's sure it's over. Kenny kicks out at one. I will fight anybody who argues against the occasional one count in wrestling.
It just needs to be an occasion, but this was the right time.
It was awesome. This place went nuts for that kick out. And then this dude, like, he kicked out. He didn't just kick out at one. He, like, kicked out, and he got on his knees, and he starts doing the Hulk Hogan. And, man, this place went wild. And he actually fired up and threw the punches. But then he had three V-triggers and a one-winged angel, which Hogan never did. Got the title.
No, he did not.
It was...
Thinking of it is hilarious.
This match was awesome. And, I thought overall... I would say overall, you know, there's always things with every wrestling show, but... I mean, overall, I thought for a Dynamite, it was excellent. Excellent show. Awesome main event. And we now have a pretty clear direction to Wembley, which has ended up being the direction that I was expecting the entire time. Which is fine, because apparently it's fooled a lot of people. So, you know, I guess sometimes I think the booking is too predictable. Because you want your booking to be really good. And when your booking is really good... It's very predictable, but I do think that even when you're being very predictable, there should be something thrown in every now and then to keep people on their toes. And I hate Vince McMahon, but damn it, he could do that sometimes. And that was, I think that was one of the things, that was one of his rare strengths, was he knew how to keep you on your toes. And later he just...
Well, yes, but he also kept you on your toes by having like 10,000 things that never made sense.
Yeah, there was a lot that sucked at the end. But when he was at his best, it would be every now and then to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, when Pat Patterson was still there.
Yeah. But anyway, this, to me, I just feel is like it's impossibly predictable. But then I like... Sometimes I go online and I read this or that, and it's like people are expecting something totally different than what seems to be completely obvious. So whatever works for you guys. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223.
800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What do we got on Ole Impact tonight, Lance?
On AMC, 9 p.m., Zaya Brookside defends the Knockouts World title against Lei Ying Li in a no-DQ match. Hardys defend the tag team titles against the Great Hands. We have a three-way tag match, The System, The Righteous versus Leon Slater and Ricky Sosa. We have two more matches in the opening round of the Knockouts TV tournament. We'll hear from Casey Navarro. King's Speech with Frankie Kazarian, guest is Moose. And then we will also hear from AJ Francis and Expressions. And if you're unaware who he is, because I was, he is a apparently very famous rapper from England.
I knew that. How do you not know that, Lance?
Well, see, I'm old and uncool.
What's his name again?
Expressions.
Okay. Well, that's tonight, everybody, on AMC. TNA Impact. Which Vinny reviews on his Tuesday show, is that right?
He does.
He finally got his stuff unpacked and was able to do a show this week?
Yeah, he reviews Impact and AAA.
Wow, jeez.
He does two shows, yeah.
How about that? Earning his keep. Well, you can go check that out. Vinny and I will be back tonight for the AW NXT review. Dynamite and NXT from Tuesday. Lot to talk about on those two shows. So we'll do that tonight. And then Lance will be back tomorrow as well. For Fun Friday. And we got to figure out the schedule next week. Tom is, he's over in Europe or something. He's going to do some shows via phone. But we got to figure out who, what, when, where, why, and how, as they say. And
I'm pretty flexible, so just let me know.
Will do. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.